Com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
Yeah. 2 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock, Saturday morning Coach's Corner coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Unash aboard from our studios here on the southwest side. Thank you very much for joining us here today, getting a big football weekend underway. And we'll talk some Marion football coming up with you here in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to talk some Washington golf. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as well. As usual, let's take a look at what happened last night as far as week 5 of the high school football season is concerned. And everybody playing district games for the most part. A few non-district games still in 8-player. They have those each and every week. 4A last night, taking a look at the scores. Of course, it was the big one at Kingston Stadium as Washington came from behind to knock off Jefferson 21-18, scoring with just a couple minutes remaining in that tilt. Cedar Falls shut out Mason City 52-0. Waterloo West over Waterloo East last night 58-6. Dubuque Senior gets by Davenport West 42-28. North Scott shut out Hempstead last night 38-0. Also last night it was City High getting a district win over Clinton 41-29. Kennedy went on the road, beat Burlington 49-14 last night. A game that didn't get over almost till 11:30. Iowa City West beat Prairie last night in the Battle of Unbeatens. We had that game on the South and North gym 48-28. And Linmar got their first win last night. They beat Ottumwa 35-21. 3A scores from last night, the game we had for you here on 1600 AM. It was Xavier beating Decorah in the Battle of Unbeatens 21-13. Also in District 3, it was Waverly Shellrock beating Benton Community 45-7. Surprising score there. Not that Waverly won, but by the margin that they did. Vince Shellsburg got their first win of the year, 28-0. They shut out South Tama. Independence beat Charles City 47-32. Last night, District 4, we'll talk about this. Marion on the road beat Maquoketa 62-21. West Delaware rolls along 55-24 over Central DeWitt. Clear Creek Amana beat Center Point Urbana last night 35-14. Solon over Oskaloosa, that by a score of 43-7 last night. Taking a look at Class 2A scores, Cascade remains unbeaten over Monticello 34-14. Union got by Beckman in a big way, 41-6. Also last night, Mid-Prairie beats Comanche 26-8. Mount Vernon, big over Northeast Goose Lake, 62-8. West Liberty, 36-14, better than Anamosa. And Williamsburg, number one rated all over Minneapolis, 55-21. Elsewhere, week 5 of the high school football season in Class 1A from last night. Maquoketa Valley over Tipton, 35-16. West Branch in a shootout over Bellevue, 45-41. Durant got by North Cedar 48-21 last night. Regina over Highland 45-7. Wilton over Louisa Muscatine last night 46-6. And Class A from last night, Albernette over Starmont 55-12. East Buchanan in a slugfest over Lisbon 13-6. North Lynn no problem with Postville 66-0. And Wapsie Valley blanked Edco 34-0. It was Belle Plaine over North Tama, 44-6 last night. in Class A, and an 8-player football from last night. Janesville, a non-district play over Central City, 28-20 last night. Also, Midland over Iowa Valley, 56-49. Easton Valley gets by Springville, 66-40. Waco over English Valley is 57-0 last night. So those were the scores as far as week number 5 of the high school football season is concerned. Today in college football, Simpson and Co. go at it. And, of course, tonight Iowa and Penn State will go at it. That will be from Kinnick Stadium. Pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM before the boom starts at 4:30. And immediately following the game, it will be after the final gun, and that will be coming up right around 10 o'clock or so here tonight. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk football with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at truenorthcompanies.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all 4 Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
909, back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. We've got football coming up later on for you, Oklahoma State and TCU starting at 2 o'clock, and that will be on all three of our frequencies. 1600 AM will stay with that particular ball game, and like I said, we'll break away for the pregame show before the boom for Iowa Penn State at about 4:30, and then tonight at 8:30, the rematch of the Pac-12 championship game from last year, Colorado and Washington will go at it from out on the West Coast. So a couple of really good games. Iowa State and UNI both idle this week. And, of course, Iowa State will play a Thursday night game coming up next week as they welcome in Texas to Ames. And that should be a very, very interesting game on that particular Thursday night. We got high school football coming away next week. Again, a Thursday night game that was moved. It was not regularly scheduled to be on Thursday night, but Linmar at Kennedy will be at Kingston on Thursday night. That due to the Kennedy 50th anniversary celebration that is going to go through the weekend. They moved that game to Thursday, which is good for us, and we're going to do a Friday game as well. We'll be out at Thomas Park on Friday for Marion and Center Point Urbana. And talking Marion football, Tim Lovell joining us, the head coach of the Indians, and big night last night, over 60. You hung up on the Maquoketa Cardinals on the road, and anytime you can do that, it makes the bus trip back a whole lot more pleasant.
Yeah, it really does. The thing that actually made that special for us is that in the fourth quarter we had pulled our guys, and
and put in our gold team guys that you know, give us a great look during the week. And so it's a great opportunity for the whole team to get better. And our junior running back, Patrick Bladorn, busted about a 55-yarder just on a simple ISO and outran everybody and scored. You know, you never want to show up another program. You know, Coach Bowman does it right over there, and I know they're in a season right now that, you know, everybody gets into at some point. At least you hope you can try to minimize those. But I was really proud of our team and how we responded in the second half. If you look at the first half, we scored 2 seconds left in the first half to make it a 27-14 football game. And we had 7 penalties for 62 yards. We just couldn't get out of our own way. And, you know, our team was just a little bit frustrated. You wanted to establish a run, you want to establish a pass, and we were just having a hard time really getting any rhythm. And so we just took a deep breath at halftime, settled down, and came back to, you know, what is our focus? It needs to be about us. Don't worry about what they're doing. Focus on us, what's important now, and, you know, take every snap for what it is.
Seemed to have worked.
If you look at halftime score, you come out 27-14, and then there's about 7.5 minutes to go, and all of a sudden you got, you know, 49-55 points on the board, and wow, what happened? And Chris Mowinkle happened.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to varsity football, and, you know, 10 carries for 255 yards and 5 touchdowns. There you go. And he was really on a mission in the second half. He had a little bit of a mental error in the first half, and I think he was kind of like, dude, I got to get back on the field. Let me keep grinding it out. And he ran on a mission, and so I was very pleased for him. You know, I talk with him frequently about what his attitude needs to be, and that needs to be, I'm one of the best football players on the field. If you look at him athletically, you know, I think he's 5'10". He can two-hand dunk. And he's just a really special athlete, and he's just a really great kid. He's quiet, unspoken, but he's got that chip on his shoulder, much like his dad did when he played at Marion. And so it's fun to see that transition.
Yeah, and what a night Chris Mowinkle had. 255 yards and only 10 carries, so you can do the math pretty easy on that. It's about 25 yards a carry, and might have been even more, and you looked it up there, and that'll put him in the top 10. Anytime you can put numbers up there along with Kerry Bender and the rest of them, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we ran a play that we kind of put in this week, and we scored on it first play, so we were going to go right back to it. And on the third play, we scored again, but unfortunately got called back. And it was actually the second touchdown run Chris had was longer than the first one, which I think was 81 yards. And so if we'd had that one for him, he'd be heads and tails with the single game rushing record at Marion. If you think about Marion football and tradition they've had, that's a pretty special number. Like you said, to get in the top 10, I think that puts him at number 8 for single game rushing yards. That's a neat night, and that's a special lifetime memory that I know he's never going to forget.
Yeah, and but he'd be the first to say was the guys up front that that helped out and got some of those holes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really owned that this week. Our right side of our line, Caleb Wagner and Nick Cole, were having fun in the second half. They were run behind us. And, you know, so when you got guys kind of feeling that flow, you want to do that and give them the credit. And establishing ball control for us is going to be very important in terms of running the ball, particularly moving in the last 4 games of the season. We have Center Point coming in for homecoming this week. Then we travel down to CCA. I know they're not going to forget what happened to them at our place last year. You know, they were 6-0, came in and thought, you know, hey, we're going to be 7-0, and we got them in overtime. So that's going to be in their mind. And then we have West Delaware coming down. And then we got to go to Assumption on a Thursday night. So, you know, the road doesn't get any easier in our district. Like you mentioned, this is one of the toughest districts in the state. And so to get it into the playoffs, you really are going to earn it. And that's really what's exciting to me as a coach because you know, our kind of theme this year is earn everything. And we're going to have to do that if we want to be playing game number 10.
Yes, and of course, Chris had a great night. It wasn't all him, though. He did well in the passing game. Trevor did last night, and that was good to see that get going.
Yeah, he had a couple touchdown throws, and he's a special athlete as well. You know, we have a lot of those on our football team, and a lot of just good men that are willing to embrace their role. And it's good to see Trevor not feel like he has to take everything on his shoulders at times, either because you know, that's what teams do. They pick each other up. And I think he was 9-16 for 117 yards and a couple TDs. So nothing flashy but efficient. You know, and he's got Blair Brooks out on the edge. He's got Grant Meth. And, you know, obviously he threw one to Chris over the middle. So we've, you know, we feel like we put him in a position to be successful. If you look at our losses we've had, that's where we've struggled, to be honest, in keeping the chains moving and securing the ball. And so in practice this week, we spent a lot of time focusing on how do you do that? How do you advance the chains? It doesn't always have to be a 45-yard touchdown pass. You know, 7 yards, 8 yards, 5 yards. You know, those are good football plays. It's what one our guys can understand that and embrace, you know, hey, this play is the most important thing right now. If we've got a first down, we move on. And not shutting down if we do drop a pass or if we get an inadvertent penalty or, you know, we give up a 15-yard run. Yeah, I mean, that mental toughness factor is one of those lifelong processes we are continuing to talk about and work with our football team.
Well, the offense certainly got things going, and you mentioned Blair, and of course he's the all-time leading receiver now at Marion, and
yep.
And there's a pretty good record book full of names that he passed to get that honor. So good for him.
Yeah. He got he is now 3 touchdowns away from tying Allen Reisner for the all-time touchdowns record in Marion history. And you know, hope we can get that for him. That would be great. But he is the receptions leader and the career yardage leader, you know. So that just speaks to his craft and his ability to stay the course, stay healthy, and be consistent in what he does. And that's what we talk a lot about is every day getting better, you know, get better at the details and actually have trust in your quarterback, and he's going to put it in the spot for you. And so Blair was not a huge factor for us last night. He just didn't have to be. And that's what you need if you want to be successful to move into that playoff, you know, opportunity. You got to have guys pick each other up and guys take the low when it's their turn.
Yeah, and did that. And, you know, you mentioned Chris Mowinkle. You got Ja'Cory Higgins back there as well, who's a pretty good back. And he's going to get his opportunity to shine too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He is a special kid as well. He's a real energy, enthusiastic leader for us. He came to us last year from Grinnell, and we saw some really flashes of brilliance when he was playing with our sophomore team. And we were really excited to have him. And last week we saw some of that aggression and that physicality when he ran, and that really carried over this week. And I think his first touchdown run, we were like, holy cow, there's the Ja'Cory that we've been looking for. And that was exciting. And it's just exciting for him to have success. You know, he's just one of those kids that's always got a smile on his face. You wouldn't know how high energy he is by looking at him until you see him play on the field. And he gets our guys going and fired up. And if he's on the sidelines, he's one guy I always hear cheering on his teammates. And so whatever he's doing, if he's in the game or if he's on the sideline, he's a passionate leader for us. And that's a kid that is going to be really special for us.
Defense, I think, played really well in the second half, especially last night in that game against Maquoketa. And they took the talk you had at halftime to heart. And you need the offense and the defense to do well.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just kind of floundering there for a little bit. They were running some zone reads, some option, and give them credit for not panicking when they got down a couple scores to us. You know, teams in Maquoketa's position, sometimes if you get on them quick, they can shut down, and they did not. They played hard the whole first half, and our guys were getting frustrated. You know, sometimes you get a sense of, hey, why aren't they you know, punting now? Why are they getting a first down? Well, take a look at yourself and get low, drive off the ball, do your job, don't be a cowboy. And so we had to just settle down, really. That's what it was. Settle down, not make dumb penalties, and go out and execute. And Coach Riesland put together a really simple, effective game plan this week. And, you know, I think he did a really good job of selling our guys on halftime. We're not going to change a lot, but we are going to have to change the way we're approaching every single play. And our guys just bought into that, and off we went.
Interesting. The at least going into last night, you're the leading tackler in defense, Alex Whalen.
Yeah.
Neat kid. Not the biggest kid in the world.
No.
But, man, he's just a football player.
He is one heck of a football player. He's so mentally tough. He's one of our captains. He was voted on by our team here in the preseason, along with Caleb Wagner, Blair Brooks, and Connor Gorton. But he is – there's a gentleman that wrote an article last year – I'm trying to think of his name, Gene Schlesinger or Joel. I can't remember. But he dubbed Glenn Schlesinger. He dubbed Alex the Honey Badger. And so I think he has that on his Twitter handle now. But he's really owned sort of that mentality. He is a multi-sport athlete, basketball, soccer, comes from an athletic family. His older brother played at Marion. Ryan, really good football player, and his little brother Connor is playing with us now at the varsity level. So he's got it in his genes, and he is just hardwired to give it everything he's got all the time. And when you've got someone like that, even though his stature isn't 6'3", you know, 220 pounds, he plays like it, and he's got an attitude, and he plays downhill. And he's also a very excellent returner and kicker for us. And slot receiver. So he's a jack of all trades. He's got a lot on his plate with us, but he just takes it in stride. He's very heady, understands what we're doing, never panics. And so when you got kids like that, I should say young men like that, helping lead your program, you're going to be moving places.
Well, and it's good to have a guy with that. He's been through the ringer many times, and to have that as a kicker too, that could come up big here in the last 4 weeks.
Absolutely. And he... you know, we struggled a little bit with it last year, and he really took it to heart. And we spent a lot of time in practice. So I have, you know, the utmost confidence in him to hit one when we need it. We haven't been in that situation yet. I tend to get a little impatient when we get down inside the, you know, 30-yard line, even the 20. I'd sometimes like to go for it, maybe when we should just kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get that mentality, hey, you know, we got to put it in, we got to keep moving the chains. And, you know, sometimes it'd be good to give him an opportunity, and I know he would take advantage of it.
Yeah, and you never know when you're going to need that opportunity to come out.
Absolutely right, because, you know, the last 4 games of the year, you could come down to a touchdown or a three-point game, and, you know, we practice that stuff all the time. You know, 1 minute to go, you know, down to, you know, 75 yards to go, one timeout. How do you do it? How do you handle yourself? Get the ball at 15, clock's running, can you get out and kick a field goal with some pressure on you? And I feel very confident in Alex.
And well, this I tell you, not only this district, but just I think 3A in general is just a meat grinder this year. I mean, there are so many good teams. Eastern Iowa, Western Iowa, doesn't really matter. But looking at your district, and of course, you're just looking at CPU now. And I know they fell last night, but they're going to come into Thomas Park with a 3-2 record, and they got a good football team.
Yeah, they really do. They play a similar defense to what we saw last night. They're a stacked defense. And ironically, for the second year in a row, I'm really good friends with their defensive coordinator. My buddy took the job at Osceola last year, who was the D coordinator up there. And then Travis Bark, who was at Linmar with me for several years, is now running the defense up there for Coach Burke. So he and I probably won't talk much to him this week. But we always send each other messages and get together, you know, in the off season, just talk football, talk shop, and catch up with our families. You know, so there's a little extra edge on the line for both of us. I know he's very prideful in how he carries himself, and that's a very talented program. You know, if you look at what their freshmen did last year to our freshmen, you know, they've got cats, you know, coming out their ears. And so it's going to be a matter of us, you know, going back to the drawing board and deciding how we're going to get physical and stay low. It's a great opportunity. Homecoming always makes you a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know, every day is a spirit day or, you know, something like that. And sometimes, you know, you worry about focus, and if it was up to me, I'd, you know, maybe just not do that. But, that's a conversation, for another day. But, you know, it's fun to see the kids get excited about, that week, but it's a great lesson in how to stay focused when you have things pulling you in many directions. And so Friday night's going to be a very important night for us.
Yeah. And, you know, and not worrying about dates and all that sort of thing. And
yes, or getting dumped or whatever it is. You know, the mind of a high schooler is tough sometimes.
It is. But you're kind of in a similar situation you were last year in this district, going down the last 4 games. You know, it's basically this is a playoff run already for the last month.
Yeah, it is, and that's what we told our team this week. You know, there's some guys who are kind of feeling bad about how we, you know, got beat by Waller last week. But the only difference in where we are now is that we flopped our first 2 games. We beat Union this year and lost to Benton, and whereas last year, you know, we got housed by Union and got one against Benton. So there's no need to panic. There's no reason for us to get upset or worry. we feel very good about where we are health-wise with our staff. We had no change in our staff and our scheme, and our players are very confident right now. I think last night we called it, you know, trying to get back on track, and I think our team did a really good job of refocusing. You know, you hate saying losses are good, but both of ours have been good for us to reevaluate what we do and how we do it and the manner in which we do it. And so I am, you never want to lose a football game, but sometimes it's what you need to stay the course ultimately. And so moving into the last four games, knowing how we have to approach every single week is going to be very, very important. And I think our guys are now really starting to understand that.
Yeah. And two of them at home, which will help certainly. And that starts all with this week, and you've had some great fan following, I know, seeing all the pictures, and the student section has been really following Indian football.
The Red Nation is amazing. I am just blown away by support, not only from the students, but from the parents and the community, and people just want to talk Marion football all the time. It's an honor to have them follow us and be so supportive of us. I think... you know, I know the program went through a little bit of a lull, and, you know, success to me can't always be defined by wins. You got to be, you know, it's a lot more than just what a W shows. But it's fun for the fans when you have success in terms of just a tangible win. But it's also important just to know that you have support from the community and your classmates if you're a player on that team. So we really, really like playing for them, and I love what they bring. I mean, I don't normally hear things on the sidelines, but every once in a while you just hear a loud cheer from your student section and you're walking up and down the sidelines. You just got to smile because it's really awesome. It makes you feel good that you know, the kids care that much about what you're doing on a Friday night.
Yeah. And Marion's had a lot of success in sports,
yes.
Girls sports, boys sports in, yep. In the last year and a half or so. And I think it just carries over and, you know, it just gets a wave of momentum going.
Totally agree with you. Last year was a great year for Marion Athletics. It was a historic year. Like you mentioned, you know, girls basketball, boys track, boys baseball, girls and boys soccer. It just carried over and it was awesome. And it was great because every time a kid moved into another sport, it just felt like, okay, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? And for us as coaching, as a coaching staff with Corby Lobby leading the charge, we've really embraced the model of sharing athletes and multi-sport athletes and getting people to compete in other arenas. And, you know, if they're not, then they're in the weight room 3 days a week. Or if they are in a sport, then they're lifting twice a week. And our coaches have done a fantastic job of trying to funnel kids into other sports and make them ready when they move on to another sport because of the work they've done in the in-season. So it's, you know, I know that our kids are lifting twice a week. So when they go to basketball or wrestling or track, they're going to be physically ready. And that really just helps the overall school, you know, in my opinion. So it's a great time to be a part of Marion at this point. And I just hope we can continue to hold our end up. You know, I feel like we were kind of the low end last year and we were 5-4. It was, you know, it was a fun year, but you know, everyone else set the bar so darn high. And I know Jason Hague's got things rolling with wrestling again. And I know boys basketball is going to be back on track. So it's exciting. I'm excited to see where the school goes.
Yep. And homecoming week coming up this week. How are the younger levels doing for you so far?
Our freshmen are undefeated. They are 5-0. Our sophomores are 3-1 right now. 7th and 8th grade, I think the 8th graders are 1-2 and the 7th graders are 3-0. And so, you know, there's a lot of talent. We've got some great coaches at all levels. Guys have been around. I think Jason Hague's been 19 years coaching, and Josh Claypool, I think, is 13 or 14. And, you know, Pete Messerly and Scott Freilinger are the freshman coaches, and they just do such a fantastic job with their players. They keep it simple, but they allow the kids to have fun and grow into their roles. A couple special athletes at the freshman level, Gage Frank and Lucas Unson, and Garrett Wagner and Caden Swanger and Carter Scott. You know, those are just a few of the names that, you know, I'm looking forward to coaching. And then at the sophomore level, they're having a lot of success as well. We had a couple add-ins. Coach Sloan and Coach Stearns run that program. Dane Carstensen, Owen's little brother, came out this year. He's playing quarterback for him. He's a great athlete. We added Trevor Coffrin to the sophomore team. He's a great add. And Logan Hangartner is another lineman that came in off a knee injury. And Those are two really big kids that help, you know, help our sophomores play well. And so, you know, the future is bright, and that's really exciting for me. Yeah, it really is.
Well, we don't have to worry about the creek rising and getting on to Thomas Park anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, no. And that's good. That's absolutely really good.
So I think everything will be okay as we get there coming up on Friday. But should be a lot of fun. And homecoming
Looking
week is always fun.
Yeah, it's a great week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope the kids can stay focused. But more importantly, I hope they can enjoy the process and come out ready to play.
Yep. And a lot of kids know each other from you know, basketball and playing all up through and in football even now, but with the Center Point kids. So
yeah, they really do. And it's, you know, it's funny to hear them talk about the other kids in other programs. Like, oh yeah, they knew the Benton quarterback and some of the other players really well, so they were talking about those guys. And that's kind of cool. You know, when I remember when I was in high school, you know, we didn't have the access to social media and you know, there weren't quite as many AAU teams and people playing all over the place. And so when you played the other team, maybe you recognized a name or two, but you knew, this man, I'm just going to go over there and try to do what I can to put that guy in his back. And and there's a little bit more friendly rivalry as I've noticed. It's not to diminish anything in terms of what the kids want to do, but there's a camaraderie there after games that, you know, hey, great game. You know, I'll see you on the basketball court.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
It'll be great. Can't wait. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and talk some golf with you after this on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Chad! Friday afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym will be coming to you live from Solon before their matchup with Fort Madison. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Count down to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM Tailgate Tour with the Iowa National Guard Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM here on this Saturday. And coming up later on, we will have the pregame and the postgame show for you for Iowa football on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Pregame live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City at 4:30. Postgame live as soon as the game is done, probably about 9:45, 10 o'clock. Right in that particular area. And then college football coming up later on, TCU and Oklahoma State, and then tonight Colorado and Washington. So a couple of good conference games there. Going to talk some golf with you. Denny Gettle here, the head boys golf coach for the Washington Warriors, and he and a lot of the other teams in the city vying for division titles and all that good stuff, as that will get all taken care of coming up on Monday, I do believe. And good to see you. How you been? And
great.
You don't get to play as much golf when you're coaching golf, do you?
No, people. It's they think when you're a coach, you're out there on a course every day. Well, you might be on the course, but not with your clubs, unless you're chasing somebody.
Which makes it tough. It makes it hard.
It does. I get, Usually I get to work on my short game quite a bit because I get in the chipping drills and the putting drills and that kind of thing. But even that, it seems like hasn't worked this fall for some reason.
Yeah. Well, one thing, it's been, you know what, for the most part, we've had terrific weather for the fall. And I know that's been a plus over the years for 4A golf. And I love it. It's great.
I think we had one-hour delay the first week of the season because of rain. And other than that, we have had nothing rained out, and nothing even delayed. So there hasn't been any rain, which is good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news for us because we haven't had to cancel or reschedule. But it sure is dry right now. And it's kind of tough to hit greens because that ball just keeps bouncing.
Especially with these guys that are hitting it about 300 yards now.
That's for sure.
Well, it's been a good year for the Warriors, and I know you got a couple of stalwarts at the top of the lineup. The key has been to find those 3, 4, 5, and 6 guys for your team this year.
It is, and our top two guys are really good. They were first team All-Staters last year and had well decorated high school careers already. I'm talking about Connor Neighbors and Alex Lattery. Connor's a junior, Alex is a senior. And, of course, we had Frank Lindwall at the top of the lineup for 4 years, and it's tough to replace your number one. But I'm really happy with the progress that our 3, 4, 5, and 6 guys are making, and hopefully that progress is going to continue these last 2 weeks.
Yep, and but those two guys at the top, you knew what you had with those when they were even playing the 2 and 3 slots behind Frank the last couple of years, but they're terrific golfers.
They really are. Great kids, and it sure is nice to be able to know that you're going to have a couple scores right out of the chute that are very close to par. That helps your team score for sure. And I knew, you know, it was going to be a work in progress with the rest of our kids, but two of those next three kids have had good varsity experience now for a couple years, and I have not been disappointing anybody. I think everybody's making progress, and I like where our team is right now.
What are those two top guys? How about their games? What do they do well besides bomb it like all the kids do these days?
Well, Connor and Alex are alike in a lot of ways. Alex probably gets more birdies than Connor. He's a little bit longer hitter, perhaps, but you know, he can come up with a birdie just about any time. And then he's probably had a few more bogeys than Connor. Connor's been very, very steady. It's rare that he would have a double bogey or anything higher than a bogey. And he keeps his ball in play regularly, and that's a huge thing, of course, at any level. But they're both just really solid players. They have a lot of really good shots in their arsenal, and they're a pleasure to watch.
And probably would like to aspire to play a little college golf down the line, too.
Yeah, for sure. Connor is a junior. I think he's getting interest from some schools. And Alex has had interest as well. The thing about men's golf in college, they just do not have very many scholarships to offer. And usually they're partial scholarships. And, you know, a school like Iowa or Iowa State, some years they don't recruit anybody because they just don't have any spots open, you know, based on the number of people they already have or who's coming and that kind of thing. And so if a young man's got his sights set on a Division I scholarship, they're pretty hard to come by. It's a very small funnel there. And so maybe you need to reset your sights to a little smaller school or maybe even Division II or Division III. And, you know, there's some really good programs that Division II, Division III levels. That's just a young man's got to decide whether they want to go to that kind of school or, you know, what are their priorities. And sometimes I can name a number of really good golfers, high school golfers, that are just going to college and not playing golf from all around the state. They've just decided, well, they didn't think they were going to have that opportunity at the school they wanted to go to, and they wanted to go to that school anyway. So, yeah. It's a small funnel. It's a little bit different for the women because every year there are some golf scholarships that go unused for women. So much tighter funnel for the guys.
Yeah. Well, those are the top two, and then the 3, 4, 5, and 6, and maybe even some guys that are trying to vie for those spots. Who are those folks?
Our number three player, most of the season has been Whit Hafner, a sophomore, and he's been a pleasant surprise. He played number six for us a good share of last year, and he came out of the chute. He shot, I think, 79 the first tournament of the year, the Super Meet, and he's been regularly in the 80s for us, and we're hoping he gets back close to 80, maybe in the 70s here for these big meets still coming up. But he's done a really good job, as I mentioned, just a sophomore. Playing number four right now for us is a freshman. That's Connor Neighbor's younger brother, Kyle, another lefty. And he's another product of Larry Gladson and Elmcrest. He's very steady, very straight, kind of small, so he's not real long yet. So he usually plays with guys that hit their drives 30, 40 yards farther than him. But, boy, by the time they get to the green, he's right there with them and maybe getting a lower score than some of those other guys. He's just real steady and a really bright future. I know he's going to grow and get bigger and get stronger and got big shoes to fill with his older brother, Connor. But those two will be solid on our team again next year. And he's done a really good job for us this year. And he's been coming on strong lately, so. Hope he'll have a good round or two in him for our conference meet on Monday and then the district a week from Tuesday. And then our number five golfer is Ben Skogman, who played three, four, or five for us last number four or five most of the time last year. Really good natural golfer. And he's been getting better and better. Had a 37 at Gardner this past week on a nine-hole meet, and I think he's getting his game run into shape here at the right time. He played as a sophomore, started on Washington State tournament baseball team this summer and really gave 100% of his attention to baseball, didn't play very much golf during the baseball season, so he kind of had to get the golf game going again in a hurry when baseball ended. And he had a little bit of a slow start this fall, but he's starting to look like Ben Skogman again, and I think he'll be a key player for us in these final few meets.
Yeah, and
our number six is Will Sturms, a senior. I love the kid. He's not a country club golf background player. He's a self-made golfer, and he's over his 4 years at Wash really developed his game. And I was really thrilled Tuesday up at Beaver Hills in Cedar Falls when a lot of the scores were pretty high. He shot a 39 on the back nine, so that was awesome for him. And I'm hoping he can put a couple of those 39s together in one of these big meets coming up, because I don't think our number six has counted for 2 years. We've had such good players at the top, it's been hard for the number six to contribute. And two years ago, oftentimes our number six score counted. For those of you who may not know it, we play six and four of them count, so any of the six could count. So it's really good when you have a team when that number six comes through for you sometimes.
Yeah, it really helps. And, and obviously, any of the key to golf is to get everybody having a good day on the same day. And it's easier said than done.
Yeah,
you can't wave
sure.
a magic wand or anything like that.
You know, you try to build team chemistry and get them pulling together, but when it comes right down to it, they're in separate groups, different places on the course. Each guy's just got to manage his own game and hope that they're not trying to or they're not letting their teammates down. You know, we try to get that kind of feeling going. But I need to mention our number seven, too, Tate Peterson, because he and Will have kind of alternated at number six. Tate's a junior, and he's been a really pleasant surprise this year. And I think he kind of surprised himself and his family. But he's had some really good rounds for us, and he's another kid that, if he – plays well at the right time, he could help us here down the stretch, and I think he'll be a varsity player for us next year. And he's got a younger brother in eighth grade, Niall Peterson, who is a really solid player already. Probably would help us right now if we could use eighth graders.
Yeah, and so the future looks pretty good.
You know, it's exciting because we have, if you paid attention there, we have at least one from every class, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and you know, that makes reloading the next year a lot easier. And you know, there's some teams around, Linmar, for example, who I think has about eight seniors in their top nine or ten players, and that makes for a really great team this year, but they'll have some holes to fill next year. So it's kind of nice to have some from each class because you kind of keep your program solid from year to year.
Well, it's been a very interesting year, especially in the Metro. I think Linmar is probably maybe a tick ahead at this point. But, boy, on any given day, and everyone's got talent. Kennedy, Wash, Xavier, even Prairie in there has had good meets this year.
Yeah, five, according to the Quick Stats rankings, five of the top 17 teams in the state are right here in the Metro. And right now, Xavier's ranked number 7, Kennedy's number 8, Linmar's 10, we're 15, and Prairie 17, but not very many strokes apart, and we've kind of beaten each other at different times. Xavier's been really strong lately. I don't think anybody's beaten them from the Linmar beat them Tuesday up at Cedar Falls by 4 shots. Linmar won that meet at Cedar Falls and had a good, strong meet. And as you said, Linmar's playing very well. I think Xavier's playing very well. Kennedy had a terrific start to the season. Played without their number one player on Tuesday, so that made a huge difference. He was sick. But they've been a very pleasant surprise. Their top 4 kids, if they're on, they'll be as good as anybody in the state. So they fortunately have split us up a little bit in the districts. So Xavier and us are at Elmcrest, and the other 3 that we just mentioned are all going to be up at Pheasant Ridge at Cedar Falls in a really tough district that also includes Cedar Falls and the number one ranked team in the state, Marshalltown. So there's, and then Dubuque Senior's there, who is also playing very well. So they have 6 of the top 17 teams in one district. Three of them are going to stay home.
And 3 of them are going to stay home. And talking about districts coming up, that will be on Tuesday, October the 3rd. And you guys are part of the MAC conference tournament, I think, that particular day.
Yeah, they almost. I think the whole MAC conference is coming to Elmcrest. Well, almost all of them. And we are there with Xavier, and I think Dubuque Wallard's coming down. Yep. And Ottumwa. And other than that, it's the 10 schools from the MAC. So they'll all know each other real well, but hopefully we're going to know the course a little bit better than maybe some of the MAC schools. So I caution myself in making that statement because 2 years ago the state tournament was at Elmcrest, and 5 of our 6 guys were Elmcrest members, and the other one worked there. And so I thought, wow, we'd really have a home course advantage, and it turned out to be a home course disadvantage. We didn't play very well that day or that weekend, but so hopefully we can turn that around on October 3rd and have a good meet at Elmcrest.
Yeah, hopefully that will be the case. And good to have that at Elmcrest, too. I know Xavier's going to be hosting there, and it's just good to have. You guys played Beaver Hills on earlier this week. You get to play Elmcrest, and it's not like the days of lore when when I was playing golf, and it was we weren't playing on those courses.
No, we try to do our best to get these kids a chance to play the best courses around. We have an invitational in August that in past few years we played at Deer Run. Last year played at Glens Creek, a very good course in Scott County, and this year played at the Amanas. And schools are begging to get in that tournament because they know we're going to be on a good course that kids love to play, and we're in the process of figuring out we're going to play that next year too. So it's great when these kids get a chance to play some of the good courses.
Yeah, it really helps. And season's not over by any means. You got a huge meet, a lot on the line coming up on both divisions on Monday.
Yes, we're in the, geez, I can't even remember. I think we're in the Valley Division. and our final meet is at the Meadows, another very good course in Dubuque. And Cedar Falls has a 9-shot lead going in, and that'll be tough to catch up to them. Although the Meadows is a tough enough course that sometimes that spreads out the team scores a little bit, than more so than the second round was at Bunker Hill, and everybody played that pretty well, but scores were bunched, not a big difference in the team scores. And I think the Meadows will be the most difficult of the 3 courses we played, and it'll spread the scores out a little bit, both individually and team-wise. So 9 shots might not be too much to overcome. Kennedy's in second place, and they're 7 shots ahead of us. And then Prairie and Senior tied for 4th right behind us. They're only 4 shots behind us. So we got 5 teams there within 20 strokes. So it'll be good competition, and be interesting to see how it all shakes out on Monday. And what's at stake? Well, pride, I guess. Conference. We call it a conference championship when you win that. And then, of course, in the all-sports standings for the 11 or 10 boys sports, not counting football. I think maybe they've figured out a way to include football, even though it's a district. But anyway, schools take a lot of pride in where they finish there. And, you know, if we finish third, that's going to be 5 points towards the all sports standing. So we'll try to hold on to our third place, maybe see if we can't move up.
Yeah. And how many got on the squad this year?
39. And that's actually the smallest squad that we've had since I've been involved. We don't have waivers from phys ed for sports starting this year again at Washington, and that perhaps has made a little bit difference in our numbers, although 39 is still a lot of kids, and it presents some challenges for Coach Penny and myself to keep practices organized. We try to have as many meets as we can have, reserve meets and so forth, so everybody gets a chance to play against other schools, but that spreads us a little thin as coaches. We try to give the best product we can to all those kids every day, but I love the 39 kids, and we hopefully are trying to do some good for all of them, and I know the parents really appreciate that their kids are involved in a sport and doing something positive every day after school, so we do have that many. Kennedy's probably in that ballpark with number of kids. Prairie's in the 30s. I think Linmar's in the high 20s. And Xavier cuts their team there, so I don't know what their total is, maybe around 20 or a little over 20. Jefferson's numbers are down a little bit. I think they have 13 this year. But they don't get the benefit of very many country club kids over there, so that certainly is a benefit for us and some of the other Metro teams.
Yep, and so a big meet coming up on Monday, and then you turn your attention to the districts coming up. Probably get a practice round.
We have 1-9-0 quad next Wednesday down at Pleasant Valley in Iowa City, and that'll be a good prep.
Good tune-up.
Tune-up for us. And, you know, we're trying to our guys are going right as I speak today, our guys are over at Marshalltown playing a practice round, and we're trying to get practice rounds in at Elm Crest for our non-Elm Crest members especially.
Yeah,
and we got like 10 days to get that done yet. So
beautiful Elmwood.
Elmwood, yeah.
In Marshalltown.
The girls had their state meet there a few years ago, and it's an interesting track. A lot of up and downs, a lot of trees.
Not very long.
Quirky holes, and probably can't hit driver too many holes over there, but especially for these good boys that can hit it a long ways. But, so we got to get over and see that course and be ready because, you know, hopefully we're going to get there and you know, hopefully Alex and Connor are going to get there, even if our team would not make it. The top two kids from non-qualifying teams qualify for the state. And right now, Connor's number one and Alex is number three among our district players individually. So hopefully whether our team gets there or not, those two guys are going to make it. But it'd be a lot more fun for them and for me if our whole team goes.
There you go. Indeed. All right. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. And we'll see you at the girls' basketball tour, I'm sure, a few times this winter.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It's my off-season kind of, but I enjoyed working with you, obviously, and staying close to what's going on in the high school scene. And Scott, you know, you just do fabulous things for the entire high school sports scene, and appreciate your giving this time for golf.
All right. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner right after this here on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-814-2162.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you on Saturday morning, Coach's Corner, to wrap things up. And I want to thank my guest, Tim Lovell, Marion football coach, Danny Gettle, the Washington boys golf coach, for joining me here. Football coming up later on, 2 o'clock, Oklahoma State and TCU. Huge game in the Big 12 Conference. We'll start off in all three stations with that. We'll have the Hawkeye pregame before the boom at 4:30 for you. And then at coming up later on tonight at about 8:30, we will have Colorado and Washington. That will be on all three frequencies. 1600 AM, the main carrier, because at about 10 o'clock after the Iowa-Penn State game, we will break away for After the Final Gun Hawkeye postgame coverage coming your way here on KGYM. Again, next week, high school football action coming your way. Thursday night, Linmar at Kennedy as the Cougars celebrate the 50th anniversary of Kennedy High School. On Friday night, Center Point Urbana will be at Marion, and that will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. We'll get to see number one Solon, or number two Solon, I should say, in 3A. They will host the Fort Madison Bloodhounds, and that will be from Spartan Stadium in Solon. So that's your high school football schedule for week six coming your way right here on KGYM. Going to send you to College Game Day live from Times Square in New York. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay cool and stay hydrated out there. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
You see the way he looked at you?
You don't have to play the board.
That one is better.